Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom on the programme tonight. Three Ashok Gehlot MLAs are blamed for the Rajasthan crisis. Disciplinary action is proposed against the chief whip in Rajasthan, Mahesh Joshi, the RTDC chairperson, Dharmendra Rathore, and Shanti Dhariwal, who hosted the parallel meeting of MLAs where they passed a resolution on the next chief minister. But what about Mr. Gehlot himself? Will he still contest for the post of Congress president? Should he be allowed to do that? And what about Sachin Pilot, who was favoured to take over as chief minister, except these MLAs have lots of problems with him? Those are some of the issues we are going to be looking at. Also, the larger issue is, what about the entire election for the role of Congress president? The Gandhis have said that no, there must be elections which take place. There must be a non-Gandhi at the helm of affairs. Shashi Tharoor says he wants to contest the elections. Ashok Gehlot was expected to contest. He might still do that. But with all of the events in Rajasthan, what is his real interest? Is he interested in Rajasthan, or is he interested in becoming the Congress president? And even if he is interested in becoming the Congress president, should the party actually allow that process to go ahead, given the mess that we find that the Congress party finds itself in Rajasthan? Joining us now for more on this, Divya Mahipal Madana. She is the MLA from OSEAN in Rajasthan. Smita Prakash joins us, as does Shahid Siddiqui. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Divya Madana, let me come to you first. When Ashok Gehlot says that he was not aware of the events which took place in Rajasthan on Sunday because he was outside cell phone range, he'd gone to a shrine on the border, do you believe him?
I'd like to give him a benefit of doubt, because after coming back, after flying back in Jaipur, he did go to the hotel where the observers were, and they all came back together to the venue, which is the CM residence where the official CLP was supposed to held. So I wouldn't want to say anything much on that, but the Parliament Affairs Minister, Mr. Shanti Dhariwal, the chief whip of the party, Mr. Mahesh Joshi, are somebody who have gone, their public, speeches are all out in the public domain. The parallel meeting that was being held at his residence are surely somewhere that cannot be ignored.
But Divya, why would they do that if not to support or endorse Ashok Gehlot? If Mr. Gehlot did not know what they were doing, what does it say about his leadership?
Well, I wouldn't want to comment on something like this. I was, as a legislator, called by Mr. Mahesh Joshi, the chief whip of the party, and said, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, there is a CLP meeting where two official observers nominated by the Congress president, Mr. Ajay Makanji and Kharkeji, will be coming and presiding in the meeting. Thereafter, I absolutely had no other phone calls other than that. But I believe a lot of other MLAs who even reached the CMR and otherwise were phoned by the Parliamentary Affairs Minister and the chief whip. And obviously, there's a sanctity. Both of them are cabinet ministers as well. And there's a sanctity when they phone up and says, no, please come to this venue. And that's going to be the residence of the Parliament Affairs Minister. We are all going to go in a group, show some kind of solidarity. We are all going to move together. I believe that, you know, a legislator does not think that there's going to be some anti-party activities will be taking place. They believe it. So a lot of these MLAs now today are coming up. You see, every 30 minutes, there's a video that's coming, and everybody, every minister who was there is now saying that we are undisputedly with the high command. Everybody's making a statement. Everybody's issuing public videos. So most of the MLAs that went there were not aware of anti-party activities that are taking place. And then there was a police force that was deployed with the bus outside the gate. I don't know what happened. We had Indra Meena, another legislator, who said that, you know, I didn't even know what papers were signed. Was it a resignation? I was not being told. We had another very senior legislator, Mr. Jitendra Singh, who's the advisor to the chief minister, said, I'm absolutely not in favor of this resignation politics that was played.
All right. Do you believe, where does this leave Sachin Pilot, who was expected to take over as chief minister under the one person, one post rule? If Mr. Gehlot applied or does apply for the post of Congress president, then some believe that Sachin Pilot would take over. Where does that leave him now?
But these are speculations, and I will not be able to comment on hypothetical questions. But what events was supposed to unfold was, there was a 7 o'clock evening CLP meeting where the observers were supposed to come and pass a one-line resolution and say that whatever been decided by the high command, we all as Congress legislators and Congress disciplined workers will abide by that. That's a Congress culture, and it's not something new. We've had this in 98, we've done this in 2008, we've done this in 2018, it's a pan-India culture. We show our solidarity with that one-line resolution. After that one-line resolution, these observers were supposed to meet every single MLA. They were supposed to have a conversation with every single MLA. They wanted to know their sentiments.
Divya, just a quick question. Were you called to the residence of Mr. Dhariwal, where this parallel meeting took place?
No, well, I wasn't called.
And how many others like you were not called?
I will not be able to say so.
And is it because all of you are seen to be close to Sachin Pilot? Is that why you were not called?
No, I'm not. I'm nowhere close to Sachin Pilot's group, like in the sense that I'm not from the Sachin Pilot group. I am not from the Ashok Gehlot group.
Then I'm just curious to know why you weren't called.
I am a very vigilant legislator. I mean, if you have to know what kind of a working style do I have, it takes guts to call me to say, no, you're going to be coming to Mr. Dhariwal's residence and we're all going to go in a group. I'm sorry. I lead my way. I understand as a true congressman what it is. And I don't take such directions from line two people. I would have only taken directions if the CLP leader, Mr. Gehlot, would have called me and asked me the CLP's cancel, which was not happening.
And before I go across to my other panelists, do you believe action needs to be taken also against Mr. Gehlot?
No, I don't think. To be honest, if you've seen and if you've come across the videos which were there in the public domain of Mr. Shanti Dhariwal and Mr. Mahesh Joshi, Mr. Dhariwal is saying that High Command kaise manega, High Command ye bataye. So I don't think Mr. Gehlot in any of his whims and fancies can delegate that, you know, please use such kind of words against the Congress leadership. I don't think that's possible.
Because from everything that we've been reporting and others as well, your Congress leadership, which in other words, the Gandhis, is very upset with Mr. Gehlot, a close ally, a close loyalist who seems to have betrayed their cause. And yet you believe that there should be no action taken against them.
No, I'm saying there has to be an action taken. You will have to give a benefit of doubt. Once you don't know whether he's phoned up, he's not phoned up, where he's, I will not be able to go. But there should certainly be an action taken against the Parliament Affairs Minister who in a public domain leads in his residence.
Would you, Divya, be willing to have said that action should be taken against Ashok Gehlot if you actually believed that it should have been taken? Or is it because you as a legislator find yourself in a precarious position that you can't say something beyond a point against the Chief Minister?
You haven't done your homework very well. You don't know my style of working. I'm not somebody who fears anything. I'm a diehard Congress loyalist. Okay. I've inherited this politics of whatever. I wouldn't take that. But what I believe, I will not make any statements on ifs and buts and possibilities. If this would have happened, if this isn't happened, if this is the shot that's been pulled behind the curtain. But what I certainly and definitely know, which I've seen, is Mr. Mahesh Joshi went out in an interview and said that we were saying, what we were doing is that we wanted the Chief Minister from the 102 face. He's not above High Command and he cannot direct High Command and he cannot say you've got to do this, you've got to have a Chief Minister from 102. Mr. Dhariwal also went out and lashed out some videos questioning the High Command. As a Congress person, as a diehard Congress loyalist, anybody questioning the High Command is not tolerated and this kind of fashion will not be tolerated.
Okay, I get that.
Definitely disciplinary action needs to be taken. These two, they were misleading the legislators. They bought them with different stories. It was not a clear call.
Okay, Divya, just be with us. Divya, be with us. Fascinating conversation. I'll continue this with you. Smita, Divya clearly speaking her mind as far as the issues are concerned. But I think the larger issue of, what is the larger issue? Is Mr. Gehlot going to contest? Do we know? Yes or no? Is it true that one of the reports which has been submitted says that he is entirely at fault? Yes or no? We don't entirely know. If he is to remain Chief Minister of Rajasthan, then is it fair that there should be no action against him? Again, it's something we don't know. If he is to be Congress President, has he actually been nominated or not nominated? We don't know. And a final point, if he is to be Congress President, then what does that say of the Congress? I don't know which question you want to answer first.
That was a good intro. But before I start answering or try and recollect what the question was, I must say a word of appreciation to Divya. Despite the dismal situation in her party, in her state, she has put up a very spirited defense and a very spirited answer. I kind of like that spirit. Now getting back to some of the questions that you asked me, I think I'm kind of amazed at the turn of events which have happened. You know, I mean, looking at what Rajasthan politics has been, it was a very atypical hand played by Ashok Gehlot. About disciplinary action which you ask, yeah, some of them, if they are going to be suspended or show cause notice or whatever, they will be just sacrificial lambs. It would be probably prudent, I'm no one to give advice, but it would probably be prudent for them not to take any action and not to disrupt the politics which are already in a, such a state of flux in Rajasthan. And the party has just two states that they are in power. So it would make political sense to try and calm waters, which probably is also Sonia Gandhi's style of doing things. But then, you know, for him, for Ashok Gehlot to do this in his 45 years of politics, he's always been considered very close to Mrs. Gandhi. But the impression now that one has is that he has made the high command, as it's being euphemistically called, but the Gandhi family look very, very weak, that those 90 MLAs wouldn't have the guts to do something what they did without having some kind of a tacit approval from Gehlot. Now it depends on Mr. Gehlot if he can you know, that plausibility of denial that he wasn't aware about what is happening. So till 48 hours ago, everybody was thinking that he is going to be the you know, the Bharata who's going to keep the Paduka there, and then he's going to be the president till such a time that Rahul Gandhi will be ready. But now it's all changed, and Mr. Tharoor, who one had dismissed that, you know, he's just taking part in the election for the sake of it, it's going to be Gehlot anyway. Now it's up there. Nobody right. knows who it's going to be.
Right.
So very, very strange. And I think lastly, I just want to say that, you know, this trust deficit that seems to be showing up in Rajasthan, I think the Congress should try and stem this as much as possible if they want to be a player in 2024.
Okay. Shahid Bhai, you know, it's not just Ashok Gehlot's name. We don't know if he's going to contest for the post of president or not. We do know Shashi Tharoor is. But it's a big vacuum now. Nobody knows. I mean, all sorts of names are doing the rounds now. Digvijay Singh, Kamal Nath, other names as well. What does this say about this entire effort to bring in a non-Gandhi?
You see, Gandhis must understand that either they should take over, stop this backseat driving which has been going on for decades, or they should give free hand to the leaders. What is high command? High command is not just two persons from the family. High command, Gehlot is also high command. Gehlot has been part of the high command for quite some time, whether he was even before he became the chief minister. So if Gehlot doesn't want the change, or if Gehlot wants and MLAs are with him, then that should be decided by the MLAs. That should be left to them. Either Rahul Gandhi should decide, Sonia Gandhi should decide that we are going to take a back seat. We are going to behave as ordinary congressmen working for the party and leave the leadership and the decision making to people who emerge as leaders. Or they should take over. I believe that they should take over. I mean, it doesn't work this way. The Congress without Gandhi family is the fulcrum. It acts as the fulcrum. Congress cannot move ahead without the family, and Congress is unable to move with the family unless the Rahul Gandhi decides that, look, I am going to take responsibility, I am going to take over, and confidently he should come forward. I believe that none of them should become the president. He should take over and become the president and lead the party. Otherwise, this confusion will remain, because that era is over. That era of high command is over. High command culture was there in the Indira Gandhi's time, even Pandit Nehru's time onwards, there's high command culture, but high command culture started fading away with Narasimha Rao, etc., etc. And therefore, they should accept that there is no high command culture. If he takes over and leads the party, then party, he has to do it with those powerful leaders along with him, which was the time in Pandit Nehru's time, that was the case. There were very strong regional leaders, and regional leaders were allowed to have their say. From Indira Gandhi onwards, the regional
Okay, Shahid Bhai, I've got breaking news. I've got breaking news coming in. There's a show cause notice. I've got a copy of the letter with me. I'm trying to read it as I anchor the news, multitasking. No, Smita? This is actually written by Tariq Anwar to Mr. Dhariwal, the senior leader of the Indian National Congress, Mr. Kharge, and Mr. Ajay Makan, and the in charge were deputed as observers, etc., etc. In his report, Mr. Markin has reported grave indiscipline on your part. It has been submitted as part of, as Parliamentary Affairs Minister, you sat on a dais and are a prominent speaker. Apart from issuing the statement, you have committed grave indiscipline by hosting a parallel MLA's meeting at your residence, hosting the unofficial meeting confused Congress MLAs as to which one was convened officially. This happened even when Mr. Kharge and Mr. Markin repeatedly clarified that they've come to speak to each MLA. So this is a show cause notice which has been issued. And as I understand it, therefore, prima facie, the above charges are an act of grave indiscipline. Therefore, this show cause notice is being issued, seeking your reply within 10 days. Otherwise, why shouldn't disciplinary action be taken? So, Divya, you know, it's almost exactly along the lines of what you were saying, and I believe this has been sent to three of them. How do you respond to this?
I must applaud Mr. Markin, who's taken a swift decision. He did not give in to these blackmailing and hand-twisting of these people. There was really needed to give a very strong message that you will not be dealing into anti-party activities. You will not be blackmailing. You will not be hand-twisting in this fashion.
Mr. Dhariwal, Mr. Mahesh Joshi, and Mr. Rathore. So letters to three of them. Divya, this I suppose is welcome in terms of action being taken, the Congress leadership saying that, look, you know, this is unacceptable, but does it address the issue of Gehlot himself?
Well, I won't be able to comment on that, but this was very important to give all Congress workers across India, because it is now not limited to the periphery of Rajasthan. Okay. It was very, very important to give a message right across that anybody who indulges in these kind of things, Congress High Command, as you said, is not weak. We're still there. We might be fighting a crisis, existential crisis, whatever is going on with BJP, but we are not giving in and we're not surrendering to these people.
Smita, is this good enough, what the Congress has done?
So I think in a way it is, it's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. So I think what has happened is that they are now, because of this show cause notice, there's going to be disruption in the Congress party in Rajasthan. So Ashok Gehlot will have to stay on in Rajasthan and he will say that, look, I have this crisis here because of the show cause notice. There are people who are miffed and there is egos which are hurt. There are sentiments which are hurt, which I have to say, I'm just dramatizing the whole thing. I'm clueless whether this is what is going to happen, but I'm presuming that that's what is going to be Mr. Gehlot's line, that he has to stay on in Rajasthan. So for the greater good, not because he wants to be CM, but for the greater good, he'll have to stay on in Rajasthan and somebody else will have to be the president of the Congress party or fight the election for the Congress party, not him.
All right. Shahid Bhai, last word to you. Effectively, you don't seriously think that Ashok Gehlot is going to contest now as Congress president. And the second part of the question is, where does that leave Sachin Pilot? Because the sense was that he would get his chance.
You see, the damage has already been done to the Congress party in Rajasthan. So, immediate, you know, damage and the long-term damage. So that Congress will have to face whether Gehlot remains or Gehlot is removed or Sachin Pilot takes over. There are going to be huge number of problems and the public perception, you know, is very, very fragile. When that is damaged, then it's very difficult to rebuild it. So, and second term is not easy for any Congress chief minister in any of the states. And especially in Rajasthan, I don't remember any cases where you have been repeated. So
right.
Now Ashok Gehlot will have the difficult task of maintaining the unity. Ashok Gehlot will have to, and Sachin Pilot will be, I don't know what he is going to do now because he has been made these promises for long. If Ashok Gehlot remains there, then Sachin Pilot is in a quandary and that is going to damage Congress, not only Rajasthan, but all over. I still believe that Rahul Gandhi should take over. Any president, whether it's Shashi Tharoor, anybody, is not going to deliver, will not be able to deliver. Congress leadership requires that, all India leadership will not be provided by any of them. There will be more in fight if any of these people take over as the president.
Look, thank you all very much for being with us. And Divya, thank you for speaking your mind at a time when there's been this stunned silence for the last 24 hours from members of your party. Please do keep speaking out. We'd really appreciate that.
The last line I'd like to come up with, Mr. Siddiqui, I also believe, and every congressman believes, that Rahul Gandhiji should take the lead. He should be the Congress president. And, you know, we are all going to be united. But if he doesn't happen to take that decision, obviously the outcome is going to be. But that's a notion that every congressman also believes that Rahul Gandhi.
Not every congressperson, but that's a separate debate. We'll leave that over here.
Leave the G23 part, you know, but otherwise every congressperson.
That goes back to the other debate. We'll leave that. I have another very special guest joining us. Thank you all very much for being with us. I'm joined by T.S. Singhdeo, the senior Congress leader and cabinet minister in Chhattisgarh. Thanks very much for being with us, sir. Should action, do you believe that it's quite clear that action needs to be taken against the MLAs on the ground who organize this parallel meet?
They certainly have crossed a line. And there is no reason why the party should not be strict. I believe in discipline. And discipline should be held always.
What about Mr. Gehlot?
If he comes under that category, I'm sure everybody will consider.
Does he not come under that category?
So far, what the MLAs are saying is that Mr. Gehlot has nothing to do with it, etc. So it is showing Mr. Gehlot in poor light in the sense that he is not in control. So many MLAs are supposed to be with him, if they are supposed to be someone's supporters, then is he not the person who has the responsibility to see that the whole team is kept together, not this group and that group? If we believe in the high command, if we accept the high command, if we accept that they are in the best position to have an overview and to take a call on a situation in any state, whether it be Rajasthan today, then Mr. Gehlot should be seen as being the catalyst or the person who is making the whole process conducive, not confrontationist. That is the responsibility of the leader.
Mr. Deo, do you believe the argument that Mr. Gehlot did not know? Do you accept that?
Frankly, if you ask me, it's difficult to believe.
It's difficult to believe?
Yeah.
Do you believe that the Congress leadership believes it?
The leadership... I have experienced over the decades I have been in politics now with the Congress Party is that they are fairly and sometimes very flexible. I don't know if I'm using the right words, maybe they should not be too flexible. There must be a sense of control. There must be a sense of clear directions. This is a varied flock, wide nature of people who are together in this Congress Party. And we need that strength right from the top to keep everybody together. One is being accommodative, which I feel the High Command, Sonia Ji, Rahul Ji have always been.
Right.
Sometimes I feel that maybe they should not be so open. You know, they are sometimes made to appear dictatorial. They are far removed from dictatorial. They are... they want the whole party to appear as a family. This is a word they have used sometimes and maybe a number of times. But then every member of this family must respect the elders of the family too.
Final question, Mr. Deo. Should Mr. Gehlot be removed as chief minister on disciplinary grounds?
That is a tough call for me to take. But
your
it opinion. Is... Surprising. For me, it is very surprising that a person who was being seen as the president of the Congress Party, a possible president, there was an election still to come, so we cannot really say. But the front runner, he did appear to be the front runner. The front runner for the party president post, if he is not being seen, like I said before, as being able to control even his own state, you know, if he is not aware of what is happening, then he is not being able to control the state. If he is aware of what is happening, that's a much bigger question mark.
Right.
Now he knows that this thing has happened. Maybe that time he didn't know. So he must now not only appear, but ensure that the flock stays together. And we do not break party protocol and party discipline.
Look, Mr. Deo, thanks very much for speaking to us. Thank you very much indeed for sharing that view. The big story coming in, or the big development coming in, is that show cause notices have been issued to three Congress MLAs who were primarily responsible, the party believes, in setting up that parallel forum yesterday, or rather on Sunday, bringing the Congress in Rajasthan and the Congress at large into this huge crisis. Will disciplinary action follow that show course? There is a process. But the larger issue of Mr. Gehlot and whether action will or will not be taken against him and whether, in fact, he had no idea what was happening, that remains unanswered. We're out of time on this program. From all of us here, goodbye.